promised. We're joined by a linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is an all-pro. He is a Pro Bowler. The most solo tackles of any player in the NFL since 2012. The second player since 1982 to amass 1,000 tackles, 20 sacks, and 10 interceptions in his first 8 seasons. A member of the 2010s All-Decade Team. A 2-time All-American. A Big Ten linebacker of the year at Nebraska. He was the 58th pick overall in 2012. In other words, he's having a hell of a career. Lavonte David is my guest. Lavonte, great to have you back on the program. How are you and how are those close to you doing in the middle of this pandemic?
Hey, how you doing, Jim? Thanks for having me, man. But I'm doing great, actually. And all my family and friends are doing really well. Everybody, you know, following the guidelines and staying safe. And I am as well. So everybody's pretty good so far, man. You know, just praying every day that all this stuff gets taken care of. But, you know, we just got to live our day-to-day lives the way the world wants us to, so we can keep it safe.
No doubt. Good to hear it. Listen, really quickly, like, what's a normal day like for you right now? And how are you going about staying in shape and continuing to work out?
In the morning, I work out in the morning at 9. And then I go over, I do some virtual meetings and stuff like that. Like, I actually just got out of a virtual meeting with my linebacker coach. So I just finished that. And now, you know, basically just go and try to run errands for the day, you know, just try to do stuff around the house.
I get you. Lavonte David joining us. Listen, it's been quite an offseason with the team, bringing in Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, the unveiling of new uniforms. As the longest tenured member of that team, how would you describe the energy and the buzz around that team right now?
Oh, man, the energy is awesome, man. The energy is like no other. You know, everybody's excited. Everybody's ready to get playing football. But first, you know, we got to make sure everything around and across the world calms down so we can get out there, but we're doing our part to be able to, you know, stay in shape, stay ready for whenever, you know, our numbers do get called before we can start playing for the season. But everybody's energy level is amazing. I think it was amazing towards the end of the year, at the end of the year, you know, and everybody had high expectations. And then especially now that we have made the offseason moves that we did, the expectations are even more higher. So it's basically win or go home for us.
Win or go home, Lavonte David joining us. So in terms of the offseason moves, like, take me back when it was announced that Tom Brady was going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. How did you first learn that news, and what was your reaction when you found out?
Friends and family was contacting me, you know, saying that we might have a run at Tom Brady. But, like, you know, me, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to believe it till I see it. You know, that man's a Patriot. The Patriots not going to let him go. And then as kept getting closer and closer, and I kept hearing more and more speculation. And in my mind, I'm like, hey, this might really be happening. And then one day, you know, across the ticker on ESPN, I saw it. Tom Brady plans to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then it became official, and that's when it hit me. I'm like, wow, it really happened. It really happened. We got one of the greatest players of all time, greatest quarterback of all time, 6 Super Bowl winner coming in to help us get to that level. You know, it's amazing. You know, just go to show the type of team that he saw that we had that could help us, you know, get to the championships and try to earn some of the rings that like he got. So, you know, it was amazing to see, man. And, so far, you know, Tom's been a great player, man, a great asset for us. And we definitely going to do all we can to learn from him. We're also going to, you know, try to play the best football we can.
Lavonte David joining us. I think you make a great point that Tom Brady, yeah, I mean, the alleged GOAT, looks at what you're building there and says, I want to be a part of that. And not just him, but Rob Gronkowski as well. Before the draft, the word comes down that the team had made a deal for him as well. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
Yeah, that was even more insane. I'm like, wow, man, it's crazy. You know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time want to come join our young nucleus, man, and want to help us get wins. You know, like I said, man, it goes to show the, you know, the type of team we have and what we're building over here, and what people think of us. You know, people with that type of caliber want to come and play with us and join our locker room. I mean, it's amazing to have, but all it does is just raise our expectations even more higher, and you know, we basically came from the hunters to the hunted. You know, I don't know how that happened because, you know, we haven't done much in the past years. But since we added those two guys, you know, People got us on a lot of the boards to be in the Super Bowl, but it's work to be put in first. But so far, it's been a good start.
All right, so what about that? Like, for instance, when I mentioned your resume off the top, you've done literally everything there is to do in your career, except you have not been to the playoffs. Man, how badly do you want to get there, and does it feel like the pieces are now in place for you to get there and make noise?
I want to get there badly, man. Not only get to the playoffs, but also win throughout the playoffs. You know, it's been years in and years out where we were always a play away from doing this and a play away from doing that. And, you know, basically, you know, now is now. You know, every year is the chance for us to get over the hump. But, you know, right now, like I said, you know, we added some really key pieces to help us get there. And, you know, me, I'm hungry for it. And, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to help get us there. And it's basically like now or never, like I said, is when to go home. So, you know, I'm very, very excited for this upcoming season. I'm doing everything I can right now to get myself prepared for it. So to be able to, you know, show out and show the world why we belong on that stage.
Vellante, one quick thought. When the schedule was released, everybody learned that the team would be playing in at least five primetime games. I mean, is a game just a game no matter when it's played, or is there extra juice when you're playing in primetime?
I think it's the game, you know, it's whenever it's played, it doesn't matter. But at the same time, you know, you playing on primetime games, and you know the whole world was just watching you play. It does bring a little extra, you know, extra focus, extra, you know, juice to be out there and perform at your highest level to show that why NFL chose us to play on these primetime games, knowing that type of football that we're going to play is going to be exciting to watch. So, you know, for me, you know, only playing one prime time games a year, you know, only on Thursday night to playing in five, you know, that's an incredible feat, you know, and it's crazy how much, you know, things can change in a year. So, you know, me personally very excited for it, but at the same time, you know, it's a game once you get out there, but to know that, you know, you got the world watching you, you're going to want to try to put on and do the best you can.
Every time you come on, you bring the energy, you bring the juice, but I can tell there's a little bit of something extra right now because all eyes are on a Tampa Bay team that looks really good on both sides of the ball. Lavonte David, my guest. My man, I appreciate you. It's great to have you back, and thanks for closing out the show, Lavonte. Stay safe.